from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The expectation, because last year we were, I think it was, you said, Mark Zeno said the Falcons have expectations.
It was a good way to put it. It was instead of, like excitement, expectation.
No, there's big expectations
even
for
more,
this team.
Yeah, yes. Big time, yes. $100 million guaranteed quarterback expectations with other big offseason signings and draft picks and people getting a year older and coaching changeover and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, this is how you know it's a little bit more real, because last year it was all kind of here, right? It's like, all right, year three, maybe we'll see what the quarterback can do, but outside of that, there's good players. You don't have to look very far to turn on some of these national shows and listen to the hype that the Falcons are getting.
Yes.
There was a guy on ESPN who's picked the Falcons to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. Maybe that'd be awesome, but that wasn't happening last year. That certainly wasn't happening over the last 5 years, because there hasn't been hype like that. Yeah. So it's great, and hopefully they live up to the hype. Back to what you were talking about, Steelers related, Isaac Seumalo.
I didn't want to butcher his name.
I don't know if I got it right.
And he's a hell of a player.
He is. He's very good.
He's their best offensive lineman.
He's their best offensive lineman.
Yes.
So that's helpful for a team that hasn't been able to sack the quarterback. Also signed Matthew Judon, and Russell Wilson will give you a couple.
Yeah, and then
maybe we can get some sacks on Sunday.
Because I know I did. I watched pretty much all of their preseason game, because I was more curious about the quarterback.
Sure.
They got trouble at the tackle spot. Mm-hmm. Broderick, I talked about that Buffalo game when he got just destroyed. And then they got a rookie from Washington on the other side. And so
Troy Fatani.
There's some trouble up there.
I do know how to say his
name. Trouble up there with that offensive line. Now, they still got playmakers. Freiermuth's a really good tight end. We know it's George Pickens rings. They got, who's the second guy? Vance, number two guy.
Van Jefferson, Scotty Miller as of right now,
unless they make a signing. So, I mean, it's going to be an interesting game. And we'll talk more, like you said, we have Arch on in a little bit, and we'll talk all day Friday. Friday with Twin Peaks, right?
I think that's Twin Peaks and Buckhead.
So make sure y'all can holler at us. But, yeah, I mean, that's always a fun thing. We always talk about it, you know, the expectations, the anticipation. We're all 0-0, and now you just got, you know, we always say they're 6 out and 6 in every year. Can the Falcons be one of those 6 in?
They have to be.
Like, there's no – unless something just kind of catastrophic happens – there's no damn way this team should not be making noise in the NFC. No reason why. And so I anticipate that. I do believe that. And but I can only just say that they got to go play.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's all, you know, like you said, everyone's 0-0. I do think there's like different levels of 0-0.
There always
right?
is. Like, but that's not the expectation of all.
Of course not. Every fan base in the NFL has people that are talking themselves. Even the Athletic had their ranking of, they do some poll, and they had their ranking of fan base optimism.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guess who's the least optimistic fan base? Of the 32 fan bases in the NFL, who would you guess would be the least optimistic in the NFL?
Maybe the Panthers?
No. The Panthers fan base is more optimistic than the Saints. The Saints have the least optimistic fans in the entire league.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. And I don't blame them.
I mean, but that's what I'm saying.
When I come from
we're 0-0. I always come from the player aspect of it, because you know, I mean, you're not going to seems like, damn, this is gonna be a long season. Now you can tell early when it's gonna be a long season. You know, what I mean? like week 3, week 4, you're like,
ooh, boy, that one injury we couldn't sustain.
And that happened. We lost Big O. We lost Big Pace first quarter.
Yeah, Orlando Pace, fairly important player on that team.
Oh, blank. Uh-oh. It's going to be a rough one. You lost this big dude, man.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's going to be, like I said, the expectations for this team should be where they are. And I'm not saying Super Bowl and all those things, because I heard –
who knows?
I heard Foxy say it this morning, you know, as far as sleeper teams that could contend for a title – They just got and Kyle Brandt loves Falcons.
There you have it again. I mean, we got ESPN or sorry, NFL Network on one of the TVs, and they had their division winners, and the Falcons are one of them.
They should be. I think they're the best team in this division. Now Tampa, you just don't know mixed bag with Tampa.
You never know,
and that you don't know if Baker's going to replicate what he did last year. He did lose his coordinator. He's a new head coach up there with
Carolina,
and he's a guy that's done different things with quarterbacks, like because
he's done
with Geno.
Very well with quarterbacks.
He did it with Geno, and Geno had that bounce back year.
Yep.
Did it with Baker. Can he help this young boy up in Carolina?
He was with Russell in some of Russell's best years in Seattle, too.
And so how does that, you know, that turnover and everything go on from there? But, yeah, I mean, the expectations for the Falcons should be there.
Yeah, and they should be. And there's a little bit of Falcons news this morning as well. They converted $11.25 million of Jesse Bates' 2024 salary into a signing bonus. That frees up $7.5 million of cap space for the upcoming season. Now, they had to do it just to get under the threshold of week one. So now they're 6.8 under the cap. Because apparently with everything that they had done and all that, with signings and stuff, they were a little bit over the number. So they had to do that to get under the number. But now they're about $7 million under.
Yes.
And they have an open roster spot.
Keep it there.
You keep that open roster spot. Again, this we talk about this every single year, but post week one, anybody that gets signed, that contract is non-guaranteed. Mm-hmm. So you bring him in.
Yep.
If he plays great, awesome. Pay him. It is what it is. If he comes in and doesn't play well, you can move on from him, whatever, and try again with another guy or whatever internally. But, yeah, wouldn't be surprised if Falcons use some of that money because there's still some guys out there. Like, there's still veteran guys in the secondary that probably won't be on teams week one. So you go out there week one, you see what it looks like against Pittsburgh and Russell Wilson in that offense, and, maybe you feel good about it.
Makes a lot of sense.
Maybe the offense feels good and you can sort of stash that money, or that defense feels good and you can stash the money away for something else later in the season, or maybe you feel like you need to sign one of those guys, whatever, but you got a little extra money this morning thanks to Jesse Bates.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.